Radio is our business. We are the flagship of your financial future. A union of people using our brains, getting a better deal. When you push this button, you hear the sound of your money growing on the Biz Radio Network.
The Law and Dollars and Cents. Welcome to Bar Talk. Now, here are your hosts, Daphne Patterson, Scott Boats, and Arturo De Leon.
Indeed, welcome to Bar Talk. This is the fourth edition, October 28th, 2007. I'm Scott Boats. You're with Art De Leon.
Good morning.
And our friend and colleague, Daphne Patterson, is with the kids this weekend. Art, this is a follow-up show to your show of last week on estate planning.
Yes, we're going to continue discussing estate planning and also delve into the consequences when there's not adequate estate planning or there's contested matters.
And keeping in the theme of the season, the ghoulish reality of estate planning gone wrong, the ghosts and goblins born out of an estate plan gone wild. And the fact pattern I want to start out with today, Art, is as follows. On a cold winter night in Houston, not long ago, an aging, successful man decides to take the balance of his very few remaining years into his own hands, Art. He's worn down by the loneliness of the human experience, the loneliness of life. He seeks companionship, friendships, and that sense, indeed, that we all need sometimes, the sense that we matter in the life of someone else. He wants that affirmation, Art.
This sounds familiar, Scott.
Yes, that's right. An aging 80-something-year-old, very successful man. Meanwhile, across town and perhaps the poorer part of town, at the same time, a much younger woman, also in Houston, of course, prepares for her job. As she scrambles to get ready for her shift, her young toddler from an earlier failed relationship scurries through the apartment, opening closets and doing the sorts of things that toddlers do, and demanding, no doubt, that mommy rewind his Barney video. Well, that mommy, that woman, is also worn down by the loneliness of life. It's not so much that she lacks potential suitors, Art, but that she lacks the right guy. You know the way women talk about that sort of thing. The man who will hold her and protect her and be her rock in a deeper, more profound sense of companionship. So the aging successful man climbs into his car and tells his driver about his preferences for that evening's quest for friendship, and about the same time, the young woman drops off her toddler at the neighbor's apartment next door, along with his Barney video, and makes a cell phone call to her boss, informing him that she's going to be a little bit late. Moments later, the aging, successful man is at the evening's destination, and he briefly wonders how his life has brought him to this place and perhaps considers where his journey will end, but then he sees someone special, his heart races, and his hopes rise at that moment. Meanwhile, the younger mommy has arrived at her job, and she has donned her uniform for the evening, and she prepares for the first shift of the evening. And the older, successful 80-something-year-old man scoots across the back seat of his limousine. He struggles to push the open the door, and then he crawls into the wheelchair, which will carry him into the strip club, while the younger woman begins her first pole dance of the evening. Now, Art, that's a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it can happen. It can happen.
Oh, it certainly can, Scott. Yeah.
And so what I think of when I hear that, and, you know, you can hear it anywhere, and you can read about it in a magazine, you can see it as a, you know, a show on TV or in a movie, but I think of this, and maybe I've been practicing law too long, but I think, the old estate plan is out the window. A new estate plan begins, and Anna Nicole's toddler, or I didn't mean to say that, her toddler will graduate to a private babysitter instead of the neighbor next door. But those are the questions that I come up with. And if you have questions during the course of this show, we are talking about estate planning gone awry, the ghoulish realities when that happens. You can give us a call. The number here is 877-777-7713. Scott Boats here with Arturo De Leon with the fourth edition of Bar Talk. And these realities impact are raised by this new relationship that the 80-something-year-old successful man has with the 20-something-year-old dancer. Does the 80-something-year-old man have the capacity to make that dancer somebody really special in his life, that is, take her as his wife? Does he have the mental capacity to do that?
That's an important question.
That is.
Because in this case, I'm assuming that there are probably children from a previous marriage or relationship.
He's had 80 years to get those other kids in there. She's got one toddler in the fact pattern. So if he does, let's say that he does have the capacity to make her his new wife, how does the fact that he has a new wife change his estate plan? That is, if she is his wife, not something else, not a meretricious relationship, as the talented Daphne Patterson and I discussed just 2 weeks ago here at these mics, if it's not a meretricious relationship, if it she is his wife, what about any sons or daughters who may be named as trustee of any living trust running the successful family business for dad from behind the scenes? You know, having the new wife, having the new relationship, you know, you got to do a brand new set of honeydews with that, and the living trust does get impacted with all that.
Everything has to be addressed.
It does. And then what happens when the old fella finally does cross over to the other side, no doubt with a smile on his face? What if the old guy did have the capacity to get married? Does he have the capacity to change his trust? How about create a new will which subverts a living trust? And we talked about wills and living trusts last week. And where do you come down on the will and living trust, Art? What do you think about that?
Well, I leave it up to my clients. I like to inform people on the differences between the two. You know, some people would argue that the living trust is always better. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but there are some advantages to the living trust over a will, and one of them is if you implement the living trust properly, obviously it provides you some privacy because those assets will
privacy.
Not go through.
That's right. Big deal.
Will not go through probate.
Right. And so the sons say they don't know that dad's got a new, or the girls, the daughters, they don't know that dad's got a new special friend. And so the living trust is out there doing that thing. Dad's not incapacitated in the eyes of the law. So dad's just being dad. He's lonely. He's got to have companionship, and he's found it at, you know, wherever, the club or so forth. So he has capacity, let's say, to get married. Now, why doesn't he have capacity to do a new will or to do a new trust? This is the fun and games, the ghoulish realities of estate planning gone wrong. So let's say that he creates a new will. What's that do to the trust? That's a big question, because a trust is private, keeping our personal stuff private with the living trust, but dad's got his rights to take care of that new special friend in his life, as we do when we couple up like that. But let's say he doesn't go that far, because you don't have to create a new will. You don't have to do a brand new trust, because living trust, by the way, means it's a document that can always change. It's living. It can change from here to there, you know, with this whim and that whim. You got to get all the property you own in the name of the living trust. But that's the idea behind a living trust. It can change. But you don't have to mess up the estate plan by changing the trust with a new trust or getting a new will. Non-probate assets. Just get the special 20-something. Maybe give the special 20-something a special little power of attorney, empowering her to go out and maybe change some accounts to pass outside of probate by payable on death agreements. Those are private contracts with banking institutions or with financial institutions, payable on death, or joint tenancy with right of survivorship. That is, that agreement supersedes any will or trust, for that matter. It's just a private agreement with the bank or the company managing the stock. Payable on death or joint tenancy with right of survivorship trumps that will, trumps that live-in trust. I don't know if we talked about that much last week, non-probate stuff.
We didn't have time to get into all that, but those forms of ownership are ways to pass assets without altering the will or the living trust. But you have to be sure that you know what you're doing and that you've made your decisions correctly and before you retitle those assets.
And I love non-probate assets because you don't have to wait on a court or your lawyer to do something to go out and collect your money, because you create a contract, basically, an agreement with a banking institution saying that when I'm dead, the money goes to whoever, or it's ours, and therefore the survivor gets it. It's a survivor agreement. I love that aspect of non-probate assets. But the point is, the old fella doesn't have to go out and do a new will. He doesn't have to go out and do a new trust to mess up things for his kids by prior relationships who think that they're in charge because they got that living trust that they're operating under. Well, also, with that power of attorney, that's a private instrument. Give his new best friend a power of attorney. Maybe she can re-deed some property, re-deed some new deeds, you know, to the family stuff, the ranch, here and there. We're talking about estate planning gone wild today, the ghoulish realities when that happens, and the goblins are not lawyers, thank you. They're not judges. They're you and me in our private lives when we become the prodigal son or prodigal daughter, and we want our inheritance right now. It's not the judge to blame. It's not the lawyer to blame. It's our own character. Hey, this is Bar Talk on the Biz Radio Network. Scott Boats with Art DeLeon. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Biz Radio Network.
Scott Boats practices estate planning, probate, and family law, and he does it so differently than most lawyers. Call Scott Boats at 888-TX-WILLS. Scott knows